Welcome to another episode of A Pint with Friends. I am Scott Smith, and my guest today again is
Shannon.
Yay, my lovely wife, Shannon Smith. And this is going to be a fun episode because earlier today we were out on a grocery run, and if you're not including the liquor store at a grocery run, then you're doing it
what
wrong.
What are you doing?
You're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
But Shannon saw something on the shelf, and I'm going to let her talk about it a little bit.
We were in there looking for a beer for you that you were looking for.
I was looking for something.
You were
I'm still going to get.
You're
did
gonna
not
wait.
Get it.
You're not going to say it. You're just going to wait.
Yeah.
And I found a big box of like 12 of these Steamwork Refresh Zero Sugar 90 Calories Only 3 Carbs Light Beer.
Yes.
And there's three different flavors in the pack: cranberry, tangerine, guava lime, and raspberry citrus. I was pretty stoked because as a diabetic, you want to be careful with those things.
Right.
So this is I'm curious where they came out with this, because maybe summer's coming and they want a lighter beer for people, or are they actually thinking about people who can't have sugar, or people who are just being more sugar conscious now?
I wonder, because I mean, we've all seen, well, for decades, we've seen light beer and Bud Light and light this and light that, but this is maybe one of the first times I've seen a good beer company produce something that's a
light. I have
high
hopes
beer
for this. I'm really fingers crossed that, because I have 12 of them, my fingers are crossed that it's good. I'm really excited for it. I mean, I'm kind of nervous because there's guava and cranberry, like fruits I can't have.
Right.
But it says on the back only zero sugar, zero fiber, and 3 carbs, which is really great. 3 carbs for one whole can.
Yeah.
Is excellent for me. It means I can enjoy more beer at a time.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really excited to try this out because I love Steamworks as a brewery. I know they wouldn't put out something that wasn't great. We're going to try all three tonight, which will be a little bit of a flavor melange in our mouths.
But they're all fruity, so they should all mesh together.
Yes. Well, and plus we'll drink some water in between.
Well, maybe save the cranberry tangerine for last, because cranberry is more tart.
Sure. And sorry, what was that one?
This is guava lime. And what is this one?
This is raspberry citrus.
Maybe we'll start with that one.
Okay. I'm going to crack it open, give it a pour.
Okay.
I'll start with you, and I will not spill on our new audio equipment.
Oh, it's pink. I like it. Yeah, that's so much. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to
drink all
these. Because
I
got to
try all three. I mean, not that we're not going to drink it all, but it is a lot.
It's
going
to be a hell of a Thursday.
It's like a peachy pink color. I really like the coloring.
How's it smell?
It smells like a beer. It smells good. I can smell the fruits in it. It's nice. Let's try. Wow.
It's awesome.
It tastes like a sour.
It does. The raspberries, obviously, a little bit there with the
citrus.
This
is really good.
This is great.
This makes me very happy.
This is an
Thank
excellent
you, Steamworks.
Summertime beer.
This makes me very happy that it tastes very light too, which is nice. So in a nice hot day, this is a great beer.
It's like a Kolsch or a Pilsner. It's very lightweight. It's
it's quite nice.
It's a nice color. Very, very refreshing.
You know, sometimes you can go terribly wrong with raspberry and it can taste like cough syrup.
Yeah, I say that all the time.
This is good and the color is so pretty. It's very foamy.
I'm learning to talk while you drink, and then you talk while I drink, and we don't have dead air. It's taking me 20 episodes to become a professional.
I don't know. I just sound like a
it's
news anchor
more
when I laugh like that.
That's right, Brad.
I'm quite surprised. So far, one of the three
the
is really good. I have 12 of these, so I'm assuming there's 4 of each flavor?
Yep. Well, that's a winner already.
That is so freaking good.
I am not going to have a problem finishing that one. That's just like, that's a great patio beer. Like that on a really, really hot day, that is going to hit the spot.
I don't feel like I'm going to get very bloated from it. I know that some people, like I do sometimes, get a little bloated.
It happens.
It said an inspired light brew beer with hints of raspberry and citrus, slightly salty. I can taste that. Slightly tart. Thoroughly refreshing, 100% guilt-free pleasure.
Nice.
I love it.
I'm just going up to the
screen. It's 4% alcohol, and you get 355 milliliters. It's this. The can is this. It's not like a normal beer can. It looks like a, like what is it, like a Red Bull can?
Yeah, it's a thin can, like a Red Bull.
It's a long, thin can.
How many milliliters is that? Like
355.
Okay. Which I think is still the standard size of a beer can.
It is. I like the size of it. It's kind of like, hey, this is the skinny lady drink.
That's right.
But not just for ladies, though. Anyone watching their sugar is, it tastes like a beer. It feels like I'm drinking a nice sour beer.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, that's the thing, right? And you don't have to, somebody solve the light beer. Because there are times when you want something a little bit lighter. I drink a lot of heavier beers. And sometimes, as I said before, I want to change it up.
And I can drink quite a bit of these.
Damn, that's great. I'm trying to find it on their website. I'm just pulling that up. So, there's nothing here on the under their our beers section.
Okay.
But
I wonder when it came out. That's what I should have looked that up first. They just posted it 4 days ago and asked who tried this beer.
Is that on Instagram?
Unique three flavors now available in Refresh. 6 and 12 packs. So that makes me happy. I was worried you can only buy it in 12. So there is a 6 pack if you wanted to just try a little bit of them. Yeah, and then yeah, they're using the hashtag get refreshed.
Like.
Yes. Thank you, Steamworks. So far so good.
So no info on their website yet.
On their Instagram for sure.
Instagram, they've got it.
As
well as we'll be putting up some photos as well, because they're just showing off the cans. Interesting. Somebody's asking, what type of alcohol in it? Vodka?
Oh, people are thinking it's like a vodka gin thing.
And we've all tried.
It's a beer. It says on it, light beer.
Horrible drinks.
I tried. Do you know those nude drinks in the liquor store? I was so stoked on zero sugar.
Of course
they're
I do.
They're awful.
They are awful.
I stopped someone from getting one when we went to go see that show.
And I want to encourage everyone that's tried those and thinks they're great to try one
because
of these. Because
it's
way better.
Using the best gin in those or the best vodka. Mm-mm. And because I haven't, I've cut out all the foods, basically. Yeah. My taste buds are like rocking
alive.
Right now. They're alive. And so when I went to retry a nude beverage...
Yeah, it's shitty
gin. The gin was awful.
Well,
you really need to use a nice gin in that. Or just make your own. Just buy some gin, some good gin, and put your own tonic in it.
Fresh berries in it. Or
whatever. You don't have to buy it in a can because it's more than likely going to be some shitty booze.
Mm-hmm.
So it just was god awful. I thought I liked it when I first got it, but now that my taste buds are all out of whack. In a good way.
Well, and all those things are totally full of sugar, too. So, like, it's gross.
I just think you can make it yourself and put your own flavoring in it. Put your fresh fruit in it. You put some tonic in it and make
your
own.
Or you could just buy this.
Yeah.
Because this actually tastes like beer, for one.
So, they had a post from March 23rd,
mm-hmm.
which they were advertising this. And that was saying, excited to announce the release. Okay, so they announced the release on March 23rd.
Okay, so they just had
totally missed this one.
Unfortunate timing.
A sparkling craft ale, keto-friendly, and doesn't compromise on taste, which is exactly right. And they're using premium ingredients, no preservatives, look of guava, lime, raspberry, citrus, cranberry, tangerine, 12-pack mashup. Yeah, hitting shelves this week. So that was in March 23rd. So I missed this somehow.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. They're in one of the Instagram posts. Sorry to cut you off.
No, that's fine.
They're linking to an account called Refreshing Sparkling Ale. So they've got a whole sub-brand. So there's more of these products going to be coming out, I believe.
Ooh, because maybe there's not going to be any fruit-flavored ones. Maybe just like some...
This is...
Like regular beer flavors.
This
like
is exciting because it's still freaking beer.
Yes. Oh, it's awesome. Man. This makes me happy because I think it's confusing because of the labeling is beautiful. I love the labeling, but I think someone would look at it and think it is sort of a gin vodka thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we need that light beer text that's really tiny in the bottom to be a little bit more prominent so people know it's still a beer.
So this is the only thing one of these ones that's going to be, it's what a unfortunate time for them to be launching because there's nobody in the store offering you samples.
Yeah.
Beer people are going to be like, light beer, whatever, that sounds.
But I wouldn't, if I wasn't really looking at it, I would have thought it was one of those.
Right.
Like liquor, like gin, vodka situations.
Here's my worry. Somebody's going to look at this and go, like, it did clearly say Steamworks on the box. So a beer drinker is going to look at that.
And I trust that because I love everything they make. Absolutely. So I was like, they're not going to put out anything.
But I'm worried that somebody likes those nude drinks is going to. It's going to catch their eye, and then they're going to be like, oh, but it's beer, and I don't like beer.
But will they
And
know
the reason
it's
why they don't like beer is because they haven't had good beer.
Well,
they need to buy this. They need to try
this. There's
people
who generally don't like
And that's why the
like
samples
beer.
Are key for people to try it out, and then they'll be like, oh, my God, this is awesome.
Well, maybe there'll be a store here, like Brewery Creek or someone, who offer them in singles so someone can just buy one and try them. But so far, I'm really liking them. I just think the word light beer should be a little bit more, like maybe under refresh, put refresh light beer.
Right.
Because then people know it's beer, because I think people will think that it's like a gin vodka situation.
Yeah.
And if someone asked that already.
Right.
And not reading.
Let's open up another one because I'm already excited and wanting to advertise the shit out of this and promote it. But what if the other two suck?
I think we should go for Guava Line next. Okay. Here's some water if you want to top your glass. You could just drink it afterwards.
They're not going to suck because Steamworks puts out
Not to
great
drink it. Put
beer.
It in your glass.
No, I'm not done yet.
Oh. Okay, I just open up Guava Lime. By the way, I like the little colored orange tabs on the top. I don't know why I like that. It's just really cute.
I didn't even notice that.
It's very cute.
Oh, that is cool.
That is really cute.
What would have been neat is if they matched the colors to some of the color font for the flavor.
So on the ingredients on the Guava Lime, it just says it's super simple. Water, malt, hops, yeast, sea salt, guava puree, and lime concentrate.
Hmm.
That is it. Still 3 carbs, no sugars, 1 protein. Hey, it'll make you fill you up a little bit.
I like it.
Okay.
So
this one is like a, sorry, this one is a very light, clear, light yellow standard beer color. Very, very light, but very foamy too, but I like it. Oh. The smell is completely different. I can't place that.
I did rinse up my glass quickly.
I feel like I need to taste it because I can't.
You try it first. I'm going to keep sniffing it and I'll keep talking. I'm going to ask you to go check out Refresh Sparkling Ale on Instagram and give that a follow.
Oh.
You can also find that too from
Holy
the Steamworks.
Shit.
What you got?
This
I think you're happy.
It's getting better and better. I love them
no
all,
way.
But this one's really good. It's got a salty flavor.
So this is the Guava Lime.
It's the lime maybe I'm smelling because lime has a weird, not a weird smell, but there's a smell that comes with lime and things.
I'm not getting a scent off of it. Like
it must
an overpowering
be the lime,
anything.
The outside of the lime.
The rind.
The rind.
But you're right. Again,
it does
this is good.
It does say salty. I am getting salt.
And I do.
How much sodium is in this?
I'm going to stand by my first one, saying this is another perfect patio
Holy
beer.
Holy shit! It's 2 for 2. 2 for 2 so far.
2 for 2.
Wow. Okay. I don't know which.
I'm not
this
shocked.
This is good.
This is excellent.
This I can't. This is good. I'm worried now that people are going to discover this, and then I won't be able to get it.
I'm worried that not enough people are going to discover this.
I want people to discover it, but I want them to keep producing it because. Yeah. It's so hard. I can drink a lot of beers, but it makes me feel better that I can drink a little bit more and enjoy some more beer without worrying about my numbers.
That's very true. And we will test you. You did a...
Well, I had some stuff before, so I can't test myself and see how before and after. But
this, again, is great.
But I can do that in a later date.
So definitely more flavor from the raspberry citrus. Like there was a more, and the color was nice. This looks...
It's like one of those lime cucumber beers.
Yes, in that's, a way, it's reminiscent of that of a cucumber beer. Yeah. You're 100% right.
I really like
but
this one.
But enough well-balanced with that little bit of that salt flavor. It's almost like a gosa in a way.
It makes me want to go buy another 12-pack and just hoard them. Give me all the beer. It's just when it's like anything diabetic I find and that works for me, I hoard it.
Mm-hmm.
Because
Except toilet paper.
It'll just go away. Or I'm afraid things will go away when I find something good.
Man, I'm bringing this up at my Friday afternoon drinking meeting.
Yeah, tell them all to
because
get it.
Because I need these non-beer drinkers to try this out.
Let the diabetics try it too, because they're always looking for food. We're always looking for food that and drinks that work for us.
But if people buy it, they will make more.
I hope it's not seasonal.
I don't know. It's a good question. No, I think people are always looking for a lighter option. Mm-hmm. That's not necessarily just a summertime thing.
Well,
keto happens...
is really big right now, too.
Yeah, exactly.
And so if you make a keto beer, and I wonder if they can get, like, is there a keto certification? If you can get the keto thing on the beer.
I don't know.
Maybe
it's a
advertise
good...
that it is keto. It's not on the can anywhere.
It's not on the can. It's on the Instagram account saying zero sugars, 90 calories, and keto friendly.
I'm so excited. And I just want to drink all these. I was worried we weren't going to be able to drink all three of these cans tonight.
The other thing that I'm really like about Steamworks is always done these really elaborate, cool sort of steampunk branding on their mm-hmm. cans. This is the total opposite. White can, black font, simple coloring.
Mm-hmm.
Totally stands out.
It's cute.
It is very cute.
But only thing I would suggest is taking the light beer they wrote very tiny at the bottom and putting it like under refresh, because people are going to think it's like vodka or gin.
We looked at it for a second
to figure out what it was. I saw Steamworks and I got excited. But I couldn't figure out what it was for a minute until I really looked.
And to be fair, a lot of other breweries make other forms of alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
So easily this could have been a rum drink, or not rum drink, but a vodka of some sort, or a gin or something.
Yeah. Well, they do have a little bit of their design element down here where the orange is.
Yeah.
They kind of bring that little bit of design into it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and that's just it. They're clearly setting out a different brand here. Mm-hmm. They've got the carryover from Steamworks. It does say Steamworks on the can, so they've got both on there. So it's supported by Steamworks clearly, and that was the biggest font on the package, which really stood out.
I like how this can feels in my hand. This paper they put on the outside.
Yeah, the texture of the can.
The texture is really fun. I like it.
Man, I hope this finds an audience.
I'm too excited, Ryan.
I hope this finds an audience.
Thank
I want this to be successful.
Because you don't need sugar in everything. And it proves to me that you can make good beer without compromising taste.
Well, I'm not exactly sure how much
sugar
is in beer.
Well, I can drink a lot of other beers, but there is beers that have sugar in them.
Yeah. But I don't know what that level is.
But not all of them have nutritional labels.
True.
So...
anyway, this is incredible. Which one is your favorite so far? Or do you just like them for different things?
I love
things?
Them all. It just really depends. The guava line is pretty fantastic. But I like them both. It just really depends on what mood you're in.
Yeah. I'm happy they both taste like beer. In my beer adventures, I like different flavors. I want... just to experiencing something that I haven't had before. And sometimes that works and sometimes it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, we're 100% 2 for 2. It's utterly fantastic. It's refreshing. It's mm-hmm. nice. Great colors. Good can. I can't say enough about it.
I knew they wouldn't let me down. I trust their name.
Yeah.
I trust their name. I haven't had a bad beer from them.
Yeah. I can't remember.
And I can't imagine them putting out like a bad beer. Like,
and they don't.
I don't think they would physically put this out if they didn't like it themselves.
Right. They've come up with a way and they've done the right flavoring. So they're probably. I wonder how much testing was done. God, I would love to be able to speak to them again.
Oh yeah, you should.
Because
you should reach out to them again.
This is really great. I can't remember the, because they have a female brewer there. Like, I think there's a lot of the female staff are the brewers.
Is it the only brewer?
I'm not sure. No, I think they do have quite a their brewing team is female.
I'm curious as to why they wanted to do this. Is it because they're getting into the keto? Is everybody in there into the keto diet, or is there someone diabetic, or is they just want to just get up in the sugar free zone?
I mean, I haven't seen any keto friendly beer out there. There's not a lot. It's not a huge market.
You would just have to read massive ingredients.
It's huge potential to go and do that.
I mean, most beers in general have some sort of carbs in them.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't get away from that. But if the lower you can make the carbs, the better.
Yeah.
Because we all know carbs turn into sugar.
Right. The point I was trying to make and didn't get there was the fact that when we were talking years ago when we were doing our home brewing, mm-hmm. is that you made a great point, which I fully agree with, is we think females are better brewers than mm-hmm. men because they're following the steps. They respect cleanliness. They understand how to contaminate. Like, they're very thorough. They're very particular. And all of the beer that I've ever drank that was made by a woman was amazing.
Oh, for sure.
So,
just like, you know, Annie at Pico Brew in Seattle. She's a fantastic brewer.
Yes.
She has so much good information, like when I was talking to her. So, yeah, I stand by that.
Absolutely. It's totally true. That theory
nothing
is not...
Nothing against the dude brewers. You guys are all good brewers, too. Yeah. But I stand by a good female brewer, man. Totally. They can kick some ass.
Totally.
They can really get shit done.
Yeah.
I like it.
And there's no beard hair.
Beard hair? You think all of them have beards?
9 out of 10 dudes at a brewery got a beard, my friend.
You can't escape it. You grow it every day.
That's right.
You're going to have it no matter if you don't have it or
like
not.
No, but like healthy man beards.
The big ones?
Yeah.
As long as you keep it groomed, that's all I care about. Don't start the beard where it's like scraggly and you got these little gray hairs poking out.
Yeah.
Keep that shit cut. Clean.
Yeah. We talked about
that
before.
Beard oil.
Yes. Yeah, so you gotta take care of it. Let's open up that third one.
Okay. Did you clean your glass or you got a new glass?
I got a second glass.
Wow, I'm getting a little buzz off of two little micro glasses of
Half pint glasses, and you've just downed two.
Well, you have to think that my diet has totally changed.
Yes, and we haven't eaten dinner yet, and it's late.
Okay, so this is the cranberry tangerine, and I'm pouring.
I just want to keep swearing this is so good.
Okay, so this one is the same color of the guava lime. It's like a light yellowy color.
Thank you for passing that on.
Wow, look how clear that is.
Good. Let me get the pour sound.
Yeah. Now I have to pee.
Yep.
That is some clear beer.
Interesting.
Look how
I would have expected some color on that because of the cranberries.
No. Smells good.
I'm just watching you.
The foam is so white.
Yes, a healthy foam. Oh, she's looking. She's thinking.
It's very buttery.
Buttery. Explain.
It's good.
The other two, you were screaming. You were wild.
No, this one's good, but not as... The other two are better. This one... It does taste cranberry, for sure.
What I didn't do is have any water in between that.
I'm just trying to bring those flavors together in my mouth. Like,
I might be at that point where my taste buds are a little bit blown out.
It's good. I like this one too.
Plus, what I thought was water has some of that. What's that shit called that I put my water for? Hydration stuff. So it's flavored water.
The witheriness. Yeah, the rehydrate.
Rehydrate. Thank you.
I like it. It just took me a second because I was getting sort of like a buttery, like a, there was a thickness to it.
It's more Kolsch-y. There's a bit more of a Kolsch taste to it, which I don't know what that is, but that's what it reminds me of.
Every one of these beers I like, they all have a totally different flavor. They've done really good about not... I thought they'd all taste the same, but just a different fruit. but they all taste completely different. They all remind me of different things. I don't know. This is good. It has a nice aftertaste.
I think I can explain it.
Okay.
Which is, not knowing this was sugar-free or low calorie, I wouldn't know. Mm-hmm. I would just think that you've given me some sort of Pilsner, a Kolsch, and I would just like it. I wouldn't, I'm not missing anything with this. It tastes like beer. I keep saying that, but it does. It just tastes like beer. So if that, this was just a name on a screen back when I can go back to a tasting room or go to a pub or a bar and I were to order this because I like the name, you wouldn't even have to advertise me that it's that, it's, that it's got these extra special features or missing these elements. It's just absolutely tremendous.
I'm curious as to what grains they'd used. I mean, it says malt, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. I want to talk to them. I want to find out what is different in this process to make it less sugar, less calories.
Yeah.
Is it fermented for a shorter period of time? Is it, because I don't know the process of like a heavier beer or lighter beer. Like, is it, I don't know. I need to find out.
To a beer too, right? Like,
well, lots of beers have these extracts and these, or not extracts, but these flavoring, these, like, what's the word that is escaping me right now? God damn it.
You're talking about the description?
Like a puree. So basically, that's what I'm trying to say. Is lots of beers have that. And you would think in, you're doing a raspberry puree, my favorite Prince song, you would think there'd be natural sugars in that.
Well, there is. Like, I was concerned about the fact that there's guava, because I can't have guava. I can have raspberry in moderation. And cranberry, they're kind of questionable, but they did use fruits that are okay for keto people. Or not even, I don't know, I don't really practice keto 100%. I'm just sugar carb-free. But for me, I can have raspberry, I can have tangerine and limes and lemons. Guava, I'm not sure of. I haven't looked up the carb count in guava.
No.
But they might have picked fruits based on the fact that they're low in sugar.
Oh, that's true. You're right. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I need to look up guava. I mean, if I can have guava, I'm going to go buy some guava because I haven't really looked it up.
It's hard, but you can't get good guava here, it seems like. Times that I've had guava is tasted like a disgusting old foot, and there's like a stink to it.
It's hard just to get good
not
guava.
Good.
Was guava the thing that we were buying that was good for your insides?
Yeah, I think
or
so.
Or papaya.
Maybe. I don't remember. All I know is in Vancouver, it's really hard to get good fruit. And then when we've gone down to your hometown in Florida, all of a sudden, hey, it's great fruit.
Yeah, because it's bloody hot there.
Yeah.
Let's see.
And it doesn't have to travel as far, so it's not picked early.
See, okay, I could be wrong, but I kind of feel like they picked fruits that were sort of keto diabetic.
I bet you they did.
I'm just reading about guava now. It says guava. It's a great snack for diabetics with a low glycemic index. Guava is rich in dietary fiber and helps ease constipation.
Hey.
Ooh.
All right.
A common diabetic complaint, and can lower the chance of developing type 2 diabetes. So I think they, I mean, I could be wrong. Did they choose the fruits based on glycemic index? Now that I know that about guava, I may purchase some guava. I actually wonder if I should put a couple of raspberries inside this beer, like fresh raspberries.
Do we have fresh raspberries?
No, we have blueberries.
I got all excited and now I've been let down.
I know, I'm sorry. And also the other thing I noticed is how clear this beer is.
It's
exceptionally clear.
It is, yeah.
Like freaking clear. I mean, I don't know. Some beers are cloudy, right? Like this is just so clear. I love this.
It's well filtered. Filtering out that cranberry and I keep saying pineapple or wanting to say pineapple. Mm-hmm. Cranberry and tangerine.
I do have to, okay.
Again, shocked by the color. More of the tangerine color coming through.
I love the raspberries, a little pink.
Yeah.
Actually, this beer would make a good Mother's Day gift. Just saying, if your mom likes beer and does or doesn't like beer.
I think, yeah.
I think, well.
Let's get moms on good quality beer.
I bet you my mom would like this.
Yeah.
Again,
that goes back to my point is I don't like beer. Beer's gross. You've never had good
but
beer.
Not every, not
most people
like
have
that.
Never had good beer. You go to the walk. Whoa. It happens all the time when I'm in the booze Whoa. Store. Yeah. Somebody's walking out with Miller or Coors or Bud.
Well, you remember when we did the, or you did the 20 something episode?
Yes.
They explained why they don't buy good beer. They like good beer, but they're on a budget.
Yes.
And they're drinking to get drunk.
But I'm talking about...
And they want a flat of beer, so they buy the shitty beer so they can get completely wasted.
Right.
And he thinks, and they thought that buying a nice beer would be wasted
but
on
what
them.
What does 24 beer cost versus a six pack of something quality
but
beer?
But they want to drink 24 beer.
I guess that's true.
They don't. If a six pack, they would be out of money and out of beer.
No, but they would get drunk faster.
I think it's cheaper to get a 24 thing.
It's
of
a good
beer.
Question.
I think it would be, and if they're drinking just so they can do like funnel beer and beer pong, you're
true,
gonna want the shitty
true.
Beer.
And to be fair, when I was young, a younger guy, I was like, "I'm a ninth beer, bro." Like it's all about quantity.
And then they can smash it on their head.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're putting two beer in your beer helmet to drink, that gets expensive for craft beer.
Yeah, and it just shakes up and it's just foamy as shit and you can't drink it and it spills.
Can you get kegs from Steamworks?
Oh, I'm sure.
How much is a Steamworks keg based on a regular keg, like a Budweiser?
I don't know. Yeah.
Because that's what they go for, too.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm sure you
get.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're paying a deposit. You're paying that. It's probably
a deposit on the little thing, the tap it,
the pony keg.
The tap. I think for the most part, it's gonna be a while before they kick into the good beer.
But some people don't, and I think there's a lot of people that, especially a lot of females out there, that just like I don't like beer. I like wine. I like this. They've. You know, like how many times I've said. And this has happened at work where it's just like, oh, I don't like gin. And then both Rachel and I, who are a little bit older, said, you haven't had good gin.
You need good gin.
Well, that's
like
and that's
tequila.
Exactly the thing. You don't like gin.
But
you've
it's
had
not
a bad,
just women,
but you've
though.
Had a bad experience with gin.
Yeah.
And then why would I pay more for gin? Because it's shitty. Well, cheap gin is shitty. Cheap rum is shitty.
Just like
cheap
a nude
beer. Cheap beer is shitty.
Or the new, not new beer, but
you
nude
you got to spend a little bit more to get a better beer.
But you're also, it's not just women. We've met men who don't like beer.
True.
You can't just generalize it's just women who don't like beer.
I know, but it's more common.
No,
and I think that,
I think so.
That if I want to get more women into beer.
I think there's a good population of men who just like wine.
Oh, 100%.
For
true.
Sure.
For sure.
But I would just generalize and say there is people in general who don't like beer. And then, I don't know,
But that goes back to my point is they've never had good beer. If you've had Budweiser and you're like, yeah, I don't like that either.
Well, you're talking about, okay, I'm from Florida. Well, that's where I ended up. I'm a military brat. Most people there drink Budweiser.
Mm-hmm.
So they're probably never going to change. And it's because that's all they know. And change is hard.
Yes.
And it's just like thinking outside the box of anything
and
else
in
this
anything,
world. Change is hard and like trying to get them to buy like a craft beer, it's like, you're giving in. I don't know.
Well, there's two
I
things.
Think they're like, it's America proud
One,
kind of situation.
Super freaking hot there. So you don't want something heavy. You want something like this that we're drinking that's going to be refreshing and cool you off.
Yeah.
So you're going to have something lighter. That's why, like, Landshark is so massive down there. Jimmy Buffett.
Well, I'm
you
not
going to
lie.
Bastard.
In my 20s, when I was going out all the time, because
there's no
ladies,
lying on this podcast,
ladies drink free in Florida.
I know. God
we
damn.
Drink free, and we drink free 7 days a week.
And you drink hard.
And we drink hard. And I've drank some Budweiser in my day, for sure. But it was always Bud Light.
We all have.
But I also switched over time. Like, I would buy Mickey's, and I would drink Mickey's.
Yep.
And I would drink the Mexican beer, the
Corona?
No,
not Dos Equis.
Well, I would drink that Dos Equis.
Yeah,
I would like Dos Equis.
I would love to have one though, those again, to see what the hell it's like. And I bet you it's freaking horrible.
Well, Mickey's is one of those things too where
I would like to have a Mickey again.
They come in like a 24 pack or something, or 12 pack, like a big. And I think it was just the cute little bottles that I liked.
Damn it, I need some stores to be open so I can get a single.
Yeah, I did explore beers back then, but I blame it on liquor stores, and also we didn't have a lot of craft breweries then.
Well, there wasn't a thing that back
then. But I would explore other countries of beer because I didn't always want Bud Light then.
Right.
So I would constantly be going, what is that? Like Dos Equis, when I worked at a Mexican restaurant, we served Dos Equis.
Right.
So I would have that a lot because it was completely different than...
And it probably tasted better than some of the other ones.
It did taste better. Yeah. And I'm trying to think of other beers. I remember getting beer from the liquor distributor because I didn't want to have to pay full price.
I'll tell you what you used to buy. You used to get Zima.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I used to get Zima. Because you know why? After work, I'd spend all my time on the beach at night. I would literally spend from like 10 o'clock at night till 7 or 8 in the morning sitting on the beach with friends drinking beer. And we would have Zima and whatever.
Yeah.
And that's just because what we got from the beer vendor.
And what the fuck was Zima again?
It was a malt beer.
Yeah. What?
And
they
brought it back out and I wanted to buy it again just out of curiosity. And
I'm very curious.
I think it's come and gone already.
I think it probably has. It was only in the States. I don't think they ever sold it in Canada. They maybe did.
I wanted to bring back a bottle to see...
Well, I want to review it.
Yeah, just like a memory.
But I feel like I tried getting it and I never saw it, even when it came back out.
We did see it.
Did we see it?
We did see
it. But I wanted to buy one.
But, you know, when you travel to the States, you come back, you have to be gone for a certain amount of time.
But even when we were in Florida, like, I don't think I wanted to shell out for a six pack because what if it's garbage?
I want to buy a single. We could get singles, though.
I never saw one.
At all those beer stores in Florida, the one that we went to in Eglin Parkway.
Chan's Wine World.
Yeah, Chan's Wine World. They had everything singles.
Shout out to Chan's Wine World.
I guarantee they had it, but I think it's come and gone. It's coming back. It's coming back.
And then didn't work.
It didn't work. And then
because it's clear beer.
Oh, I had so many great nights with that malt beer, though.
It's... something the devil
have you ever
created.
Tried it swimming in the ocean at night and trying to hold your beer on the waves?
No, Shannon, because I grew up in Vancouver and we just didn't do that.
Well, I've lost many beers in the bottom of the ocean jumping waves.
Yeah,
but then I'd find it on the bottom of the ocean, pick it up and drink it more because for some reason the beer still stayed in the bottle. So
oh man,
I probably put a dive
that's just
from drinking
simple
ocean.
Science that I don't know how to explain.
I added shit to the beer.
You've added salt water.
Yeah.
Or maybe you didn't. Maybe it. Maybe there's a vacuum.
There's
it created.
Something that happened where it stayed in the beer.
Yeah.
Because it went straight down. Right. I don't know how to explain it, but it somehow still was all in there.
I've gone back to the first beer, and I'm enjoying it again.
Okay.
How would you rate them? How would you rate?
I was just
the
gonna
order
tell you.
Of...
I know the order already. I've made my decision halfway through.
Okay. Gold medal.
Guava
Wait. Okay, gold medal. Yeah, we'll go gold.
Gold
medals,
guava lime.
Guava lime.
That shit is gold.
Wow. That was the second beer we
that
had.
That is right
that
there.
Shit
right
is
there.
Gold.
Right there. That's my jam. Second would be the raspberry citrus.
Okay.
And then third, cranberry tangerine. Which is shocking because I love anything tangerine.
Do you like...
I want to try something. I'm glad there's a little bit left.
Are you mixing? Are you gonna do a swamp water?
I'm going to swamp water this.
You want a little more of that?
I have it. I'm just going to do a tiny bit.
Oh, my God. It's a... What was that kid's toy where they all combined together to make one thing?
Transformers?
No, the other one.
All right, I've mixed it.
The other one. You know it. Not Thundercats, but the other one. Voltron. You've made a Voltron of beer.
Yes. All right.
Also swamp water. It's like I married a 13-year-old.
Oh,
how is
it? I like it.
Okay, I'm going to try this. Damn it, you made me curious.
It's not bad.
That is actually not bad. Holy crap. Damn it, Steamworks.
Steamworks, you did it again.
You've
mastered it.
The Infinity Stone of beer.
The Infinity... Oh, my God. They should do two more. Is it five? 5 Infinity Stones?
I think so. One for every knuckle and then a...
One for every knuckle.
Well, there was. It was one for every knuckle. Was there one on the thumb? There was one on the thumb. So I think it's 5.
Thumb.
6? I don't know.
I don't know. I think, yeah, that whole hand.
You didn't let me buy the giant...
I know. I want that giant hand. The giant... His name.
Thanos.
The glove.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm impressed. So
mixed,
what is,
it's actually great.
What is your order? What is your favorite?
I think your order is exactly correct. I would pick the exact same thing. The guava lime, the most interesting because of that little bit of that salt thing going on. So mm-hmm. It was a little bit of a gosa. Guava is not something that I could easily pull out as, oh, that's the flavor of a guava, because again, I'm not sure I've had a good one.
And you've had
so
a good guava.
I don't know.
You must have had it.
Raspberry citrus, raspberry, so close to always being like cough syrup, right? Mm-hmm. So this tastes like raspberries to me. So this is good. And then the cranberry one, I'm going to have that first next time I drink this so I can have an honest review mm-hmm. without so much flavor going through my mouth already.
Mm-hmm.
But at the moment, that's going to be a bronze. But any of these are fantastic. Don't be shy to try this and share this and get everybody drinking this stuff, because I think this is great.
Yes, keep making it, because we diabetics need more. We need more beers
and,
to drink.
Yeah, good point.
I mean, we can drink a lot of beers, but this just makes me feel better. I love that you guys are starting to put like nutritional labels, or just in beers in general, starting to put nutritional labels on them. I think that's very important these days. And a lot of beer companies don't. I'm seeing it more and more, but I would love to see it on every beer.
A little more.
Because it is a consumption item,
mm-hmm.
and I think it should fall on the same requirements.
Absolutely.
Sodas have it.
Yeah.
Water has it.
You're 100% right.
Water has it. So why not beer?
And the other thing I like about this is, I mean, every brewery has just been hop, hop, hop crazy. And then they went sour crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went hop and sour crazy. So mm-hmm. everybody's making all sorts of stuff. This is a completely new direction.
Mm-hmm.
And it's completely out of left field. And it's still beer. And it's freaking fantastic. I stopped myself from swearing. I got in trouble for swearing on a business call the other day by my wife.
By my meat. Because it was like I'm like, do you do this at work?
It's
when you're
sales,
sitting at your desk at work,
damn it, it's sales.
You're like, tell that motherfucker.
I wish I said tell that motherfucker.
But you were saying some crazy shit. I'm like, dude, have some respect at work.
I have sales reps working with me. I've got to inspire them. And sometimes you got to swear.
I know, but do you do that when you're sitting at your desk at work? No, because it's an office environment.
It's maybe happened. Okay, I will.
It's not the boiler room.
You know what?
Was it the boiler room?
Always be closing.
Is that the boiler room?
No, that's Glengarry Glen Ross.
Thank you. Glengarry Glen
Ross. Far better, where there's a whole bunch of swearing in that movie, and that movie made Alec Baldwin's career.
Well,
put that coffee down.
You're better than that. I mean, I can't stop.
I am better
cussing.
Than Alec Baldwin.
I'm just
in every way.
Yeah, but for work calls, it just makes you look better.
You see this watch?
Yeah.
I'm just going to keep doing Alec Baldwin lines from Gary Glenn Ross. Fuck you.
Believe...
That's my name.
Okay. We've literally finished all three of these beers.
Did we? And we weren't sure we were going to do it?
They're pretty much gone.
And I thought for sure I would be finishing them up. Man, this has just been a love fest with Steamworks.
Yeah. Thank you, Steamworks, for making a beer that I know that I can have and not hope that it's going to do well with me.
I don't know if I'm more excited because this is something that you are going to like, because you've been struggling to find something and you've been trying a couple of other things and they haven't been successful.
Yeah.
This is a home run.
Yeah.
We're going to buy a lot of this.
My only suggestion is to put the word light beer a little bit more prominent so that people know it's beer and not vodka gin situation.
I wonder how much they discuss that, though, because of what we just talked about. Are people going to grab it thinking it's something?
Are they
not
tricking
realize,
you to think that you're buying
tricking,
it?
Tricking, because it's there. But will beer be, will that deter some people? And
well,
I think it might.
Well, every day people have health issues and they're looking for something that they can still enjoy. And
yeah,
every day people have health issues and they're looking for something to enjoy still and not have to lose that thing they love, like beer. And so, I don't know. It's one of those things. I don't know. It just took us a minute to find the word light beer. That's all. Like,
at least for us, though, we're that, I mean, to be honest, I don't know if we're a good customer or not, because I want to try everything.
Again. I actually want to go buy another 12-pack.
I mean, I am loyal to several different breweries. I always try whatever new they put out. I'm always looking for something new. Mm-hmm. That's a lie, because sometimes, like we've talked about this before, sometimes I fall back and I want just the tried and true thing. But I'm open and I'm looking and I'm always exploring and looking mm-hmm. for new things. So,
well, with that said, I did see another beer tonight mm-hmm. when we were at the store.
What was that?
That was another light beer in the same style of can.
And do you remember what it was?
I said I was going to buy it next time, and I try to remember which company it was. It was a local brewery, though. Damn, what was it? I can't remember now, but I will buy that next.
Mm-hmm.
But for right now, I love that these come in like a 12-pack and a 6-pack.
Yeah.
So you're not committed, but I would probably buy a 12-pack again, because...
What was it? It was $17 for a 12-pack.
$17.99 at BC
Liquor
Store.
Well worth it. Well worth it.
And, I mean, yeah, that's pretty good, because you pay like $15, $16 sometimes for a 6-pack. So...
And the good news is, because I thought... We'll try these. Maybe they'll be okay.
Yeah.
They're way better than I thought they were.
I was worried about being stuck with a bunch of beers that I'm not. Like the nude drink situation.
But then quickly we thought, it's Steamworks. It's going to be good.
I trust them
implicitly. Yes. Yeah. Man. Well, thank you, Steamworks.
Yeah, I'm very happy. And I can't believe we just polished 3 cans of beer.
To be fair, we each had 1.5 cans of beer.
That is true.
It's not.
I was worried we weren't going to finish them, but.
And it is a Thursday.
True.
It's awesome.
Hell of a Thursday. They could all be gone by Monday.
Oh, that would be something.
And now I wonder how many people are carrying this beer, because I want to make ensure that I have a stock of it.
I think we're going on another beer run this weekend. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. And thank you to Steamworks. Definitely check out Refresh by Steamworks.
Refresh Light Beer.
You can follow them on the Instagram. I was going to do a whole bunch of other stuff. I was going to do some beer news, but I'm not going to do it now.
Why don't you quickly tell us a little bit of beer news?
No, though. I think I'm going to keep it for... You think I should?
Yeah, I think you should.
Okay. There, quickly, let's go. If you want to check out the local beer scene here in Vancouver, there's a great website called whatsbrewing.ca. And if you go to their hopline, come on, that's just great, hopline, and sign up, they will email you every Thursday.
You mean hop over to hopline?
Hop over to hopline. Every Thursday, they send out an email just telling you all of the events and things that have happened in the breweries around BC. And there is a thing from a couple of weeks ago called Keeping It All Together, and this was a brewery in New York that wanted to do a worldwide collaboration.
Holy
and they are calling it an all together beer.
Wow.
And the goal is to raise funds and awareness for the hospitality industry. And so different breweries, I guess what I'm unclear of, and I could have should have done a little bit more research on it, whether they're all using the same recipe or whether they're just taking that theme and all calling it all together, so every brewery is doing a beer. So this week, Twin Sails Brewing in Port Moody has released their own version. It's an IPA, and they'll be donating $4 from every sale of 4-packs to the Vancouver food and beverage community, with funds going directly to the hospitality professionals. And then also, not to be outdone.
Wait, is this to help them because they're not working right now?
Exactly. Okay. So this is, I believe, helping bar patrons, also not necessarily brew companies, but like servers and things
that.
Yeah. For sure. Obviously.
I'm just curious how they're going to distribute that, but
and
that's
then
awesome.
We mentioned this before, another beer company, that's the name of them, in New Westminster has their own version as well. And then partial proceeds will be given to the New Westminster Community of Hospitality, along with
some donations going to Say Mercy and their staff meal initiative.
Wow.
So awesome. I need to start looking for these beers because I want to support this. This is a great cause to help out people that might be out of work right now in the hospitality industry.
It just proves that beer craft beer companies are good people.
It is. And you know what? Yeah. This is great too. That's an excellent point. And I was going to add on to that, which is a lot of these are small businesses and they're making beer and they are suffering because they don't have the tasting rooms open. So they're doing beer deliveries. They may have had to cut back staff and cut back hours of these people. So not only did they struggle to just fund their own businesses, but they're actually going to take those proceeds and distribute that. So that just shows real character and great work. So we want to support everybody we can.
And you're not seeing that from Budweiser. I don't know what Budweiser's doing, but
for sure. And so there's a couple more versions coming too, which is Coast Mountain Brewing in Whistler, with proceeds going to the community services there, and Dog Mountain Brewing in Port Alberni, with proceeds going to the local food wholesaler Circle Dairy. So lots of companies out there getting involved with this, which I think is great. So look for that. I'm not 100% sure of the names of all these, but if you go to What's Brewing, you'll be able to see that. I assume that all of these beers are all called All Together. That's what it sounds like. Yes, I can confirm that now.
I would like to look for some of those.
So I'm going to keep my eyes open for that. God, I wish Everything Wine was open because I know he would have all those all out.
I know. I mean, that you can get them, but.
But so those will be making their way to the liquor stores in your area. Definitely ask for those and definitely start buying those. And you should be supporting local anyways. And I guess that's my other thing. Stop buying Budweiser and support some of these
Drink
local breweries.
Drink good beer, man.
Yes.
Drink good beer.
So that's all. Thank you so much for listening.
Oh, can I say one thing?
You can.
It has nothing to do with beer.
Say it.
But happy birthday, Gal Gadot.
Aww.
Gadot. Gadot.
Gadot.
I'm a Wonder Woman fan, so it's her birthday today.
It is her birthday today.
Wonder Woman.
Oh. When's Linda Carter's birthday?
I don't know.
Wonder Woman. We got new microphones and it just makes me want to sing.
Yeah. Just gonna...
Thank you for listening. I would ask that again to please give me a 5-star rating on iTunes and leave review on all the different platforms that you might be listening on. Shannon is showing me face masks with Baby Yoda on it.
Baby Yoda.
She's already lost interest in what I'm talking about, but I hope you haven't. So please write a good review. Please send us some good wishes. Write a review.
That would be really appreciated. No, I'm kidding.
If you want to send me beer, please, by all means, I'm looking at you, Steamworks. thank you so much for listening. And thank you, Shannon, again, for finding this great beer. And thank you for joining me on this podcast.
Yes, and thank you, Steamworks, for making a beer I can drink.
Yeah, I also recently discovered and found out how to do a phone interview on this podcast. So look forward to that coming soon.
That'll be interesting.
Will be Shannon and I talking to another human of some sort.
A human?
Human.
Can we do aliens? What are their craft breweries like in space?
Probably amazing.
Do they brew with moon rocks?
Yeah. Imagine the hops from different planets.
Gravity hops.
Shit, what was the name of another? Galaxy Hops.
Galaxy Hops, yeah. No, I'm just saying Gravity Hops. Though.
Gravity Hops are heavy. They're hard to pick up. Yeah. Oh, a little bit off the rails. But that's perfect. That's what we're about here at A Pint with Friends. So until next time, grab a beer, grab a friend. You can't grab a friend. You need to be social distancing. Grab a friend online.
Also get permission.
Yes. You know what? We're going to scratch that whole frickin' thing. You know what? Get on FaceTime, get on Instant Messenger and share a beer with a friend virtually. Have a cocktail hour.
Cocktail hour could be anything.
It absolutely can be. Mm-hmm. Read a book. Read your palm.
Read a book?
Read your palm with a beer. Read a book with a beer.
How can you read your palm with a beer?
Get your palm red? I don't know what I'm saying.
How can you get your palm red if there's no touching?
Do they have to touch it? I don't think they need to touch it.
That's what she said.
Perfect. Perfect ending. Thank you, everyone. Have a good night.
Bye, y'all.
Yeah.